Let's talk to Bruce Williamson now, spokesman for Rail the Future, because we spoke yesterday about the troubles at Paddington Station. Paddington, I think, still not quite fully back to normal, but we've got more strikes coming in October. The Avanti West Coast line still seems to be in some kind of trouble. Bruce, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
There's no great news on the train front at the moment, is there?
No, it's been a bad while, I suppose, isn't it? You know, it's not just we've had the electric wire problems on lines out of Paddington, and then similarly, I think King's Cross is now affected by troubles with overhead lines. So there have been better times on the railway, certainly.
Yes, I mean, is there any word yet on what possibly caused this problem in Paddington, where the wires all came down?
No, I don't have any words myself. You know, I mean, any mechanical thing sometimes fails. Interestingly, you know, when it does happen, of course, it's very, very high profile, and people forget that you know, that overall it works very well. I saw a comment on one of the discussion forums on a news item, and it said, look, why do they use overhead rail if it's so problematic, overhead wires if they're so problematic? And I thought I'd answer it on the radio. The answer is that overall, it is the most reliable way to do it. Overhead wires are the gold standard. They're more reliable, they're more efficient, greener, and so on. But sometimes they go wrong.
Yes. But you've just said the magic word there. They're greener, because actually much more reliable than the system that uses overhead wires is a diesel train, because they were the only ones that could actually run when the overhead wires failed. So if it wasn't for the sort of mad dash to get away from diesel, maybe we wouldn't have the problem.
Well, we wouldn't have this particular problem, but overall, electric trains are more reliable than diesels. So that's why, you know, as rail campaigners, we support electrification generally. If I were to ask you, you know, around the world, which railways have the reputation for being the most reliable and punctual, you might say Switzerland or the Japanese bullet train, and both those run on overhead electric wires. So it is the way to go, but nothing in this world is perfect.
No, the difference between Switzerland, Japan and Britain, of course, is that in Switzerland and Japan, things seem to work an awful lot better than they do here.
Well, in many ways, that's right. And I could argue, in fact, the overhead lines that we've installed, not we personally, you know, that are installed near Paddington are actually a Swiss design. They're made in Switzerland. So, you know, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know whether they have trees in Switzerland, but I don't imagine they have leaves on the line problems in Switzerland, in the same way that in America, they've never said to me when I've been trying to take an Amtrak train from New York to Washington in the midst of a snowstorm that the points are all frozen and we can't do anything with them. So, I mean, we seem to have a specific series of problems that we can't solve.
Yeah, it does seem like that. I'm led to believe that Network Rail have invented a new laser train that sort of zaps the leaves off the line, so we'll wait to see whether that works or
not. That's great. I mean, the problem as well, and you and I speak about this a lot, and Avanti is the latest kind of victim of this, is the actual management of the train companies themselves. And I know that there will be those who sympathise with the RMT and ASLEF, others that don't. But, you know, there's no doubt that the actual people running the train companies are not doing a great job. I mean, Avanti are still refusing to take people's advanced bookings. They're still kind of cancelling trains right, left and centre because they don't have enough drivers. Well, you know, at what point does somebody step in and say, can we give this to somebody that knows how to run a railway?
Well, I mean, that has happened many times, of course. So Avanti might be the next in line. It's happened twice on the East Coast main line where the franchise collapsed. Like any industry, some examples are well run, some not so. But I think we ought to remember as well that in many cases, the poor old train operating companies are very much piggy in the middle. They're being told what to do by the government, and they have very little room for manoeuvre generally.
Yeah, according to the unions, of course, they're making huge profits. So that's not entirely correct, is it?
I think no. But they're not making huge profits. I mean, if you were to see the number, you know, you'd like that amount of money in your bank account. But I think as a proportion of turnover, I think the margins are fairly tight for operating trains, which is actually why one of the reasons why the franchising system failed, because the profits weren't that good. So people thought, well, I could run a railway or I could run a supermarket. I'll run a supermarket because the profits are better.
Yeah, absolutely right. Bruce, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. Bruce Williamson there, spokesman for Rail Future. The railway business in this country ain't exactly working as well as it should.